Matt, well, I have that Kraft ice maker.
Got
one of those LG fridges from Siler Appliance, and I bought it. It's not like I'm. It's pretty convenient though, because you know I like my bourbon. You know I like my whiskey.
Yes.
And I like it with that, just an ice cube. And it's cool because you can crank them out. So if you set it on a 6-hour rotation, they're super, super clear. If you do it on a 3-hour rotation, they're clear, but not as clear as the 6-hour. Then they come out round, and then it scares the crap out of you, you know, when they drop into the tray.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, ooh. Yep. And then I've got the tap door, too, where you tap on it twice, and then it lights up, and you can see all what's there.
It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Not so sure about the tap on the door feature, but
yeah,
I've never used it other than it's kind of cool. Or like if you're in the middle of the night, if you want a snack, you can just tap on it and go, I'm good. You got nothing?
Well, it's pretty cool, Pat. I mean, it's a cool device.
It's
a
idea that, you know, they make them.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather Wednesday? Brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service. Beautiful downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers, and some questions are...
stinkers.
Dang right. Okay. You know, it's evident, even this morning, and while you're on vacation. I mean, you are, you're Matt Shear.
Yes.
And you are, I mean, you're the dude. You're the guy. You're here. I just push the buttons.
I don't know if
it's all you.
I don't know if that's true, Pat.
You are irreplaceable.
I don't know about that.
You make things fun and interesting.
I try to, at least.
Mm-hmm.
But, Pat, you are the glue that keeps the whole thing running.
I'm the glue?
Yes.
Hmm. I came from the horse factory?
Maybe.
Okay. All right. You ready for these? Sure.
Yeah, I'm ready, Pat.
Ready as you'll ever be.
Yeah, I'm ready as... I'm looking at all these. I can't read the questions from here, but there looks like a lot of different notations you've made, like you've changed some things.
I like to make notes.
Okay.
Certain inflections. I will underline a certain word after I type it up, and then I look at it, and I go, oh, I should put an emphasis on this. Question... numero uno. Question number one. Would you rather answer every would you rather question for a year or have a guest fill in for you once per month?
Well, Pat, it's always fun. I heard, we had the two guests, over the couple weeks.
Spellmeyer and Dave, Shane Davis, yeah.
Yeah, Will Spellmeyer, Shane Davis. And I heard both of those were pretty interesting.
Yeah, they were, but they're no match here. They are no match here.
I mean, I'm a humble guy. I don't want to say anything. So it would be pretty cool to have somebody once a month.
Once a month? Maybe we do it once a quarter.
Once a quarter?
I don't know. We'll talk about it.
Four times a year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you'd have to find 12 people versus just four of them.
We should just take... I mean, how many times are you out and about and people are like, oh, I heard those would you rather questions. Those are pretty big stinkers.
Oh, yeah. I always hear that every single time I go out. So
we should put one of those people in the hot seat to see how they react.
You know what, Pat? I think we're going to do... if you want to change it to once a quarter, let's do that. Once a quarter. I'd rather do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, you can't be replaced. It's Matt. Nobody answers questions like you do.
Well, Pat, I like to think things out. Got to make sure I cover all my bases.
You are correct.
Expansive.
Okay, so we'll do that. We'll talk more about it, but we'll have some guests in.
Look at that, an idea from a question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we promote thinking here.
Question... number two. Would you rather make full eye contact with a stranger while both of you are fully naked in a locker room? Or hit the sauna, realizing your towel is way smaller than you thought?
I'm thinking of the Humble Rec Center. You know, there's that window out there.
Full eye contact, lock eyes with the stranger while both of you are fully naked in the locker room, or hit the sauna, realizing your towel is way smaller than you thought.
Boy, locking eyes with a stranger would be kind of weird. With the towel being a little smaller.
How's it hanging? I mean, how you doing?
How's it hanging?
how was your set?
How was your set? Oh, Pat. You know, locking eyes with a stranger would be very awkward. I mean, you're talking about, you know, birthday suit in the locker room, strangers in the birthday suit. When you lock eyes with somebody, you have a connection. And I don't know if that's a connection I want, but small towel leaves little to the imagination. You know what? I'm probably going to go with, I would rather with the towel.
Go with the towel?
Yes, I'm not locking
eyes.
Small. I'm not locking eyes with a stranger.
You could probably position the towel to cover up the nether regions.
But how small of a towel? Are we talking like a washcloth?
Well, that's a washcloth, not a towel.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on to question number three. Would you rather Wednesday? Siler of Lines and Service. Question number three. Would you rather be raised by an indigenous tribe from the depths of a dark jungle, or be raised by a family of Chicago Bears fans?
Boy, that sounds like torture.
Raised by an indigenous tribe from the depths of a dark jungle, or raised by a family of Chicago Bears fans? And knowing your love for the Bears.
Boy. The tribe would be pretty cool.
I think you could learn a lot.
Yeah, I could.
Mm-hmm.
Probably be able to fend for myself in the wild a little bit more than I could currently. If I ever had to go like on Naked and Afraid,
Afraid. Hey, French fry.
Yeah. Always got food on the mind. If I had to go on Naked and Afraid, I wouldn't last a day. I mean, you know, I have no outdoorsman skills whatsoever.
Well, and some people do, some people don't. But then some of those people that can don't hold the athleticism and sports knowledge that you do. So, I mean, that's what makes the world go around. People are people. It's all good. I think you can make it 2 days on Naked and Afraid.
I like the vote of confidence, Pat. But to be raised?
I wonder if we could do, like, maybe you and I could try out for Naked and Afraid.
Oh, boy.
And then make that into a calendar?
12 months of Matt Shear and Pat Kohler, who are naked and afraid.
I'm
day
cold.
One in the wild.
Can we cuddle?
Yeah. Both sitting on a log outside the tent.
Trying to start a fire. Eating bugs for nourishment.
Oh, boy. But, Pat, you know, the indigenous people probably, you know, I'd be able to pick up a lot more life skills than I would be, you know, being raised by Bears fans.
Well, I don't disagree with you there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's not much. There's, you know, other than 1 year in the 1980s, there's not much to, you know, be happy about in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to do the indigenous people because I don't know if I want to be raised by Bears fans.
Was that Refrigerator Perry?
Yep.
Scooped it up, ran for a touchdown.
Yeah, McMahon, quarterback. You know who could name every single 85 Bears? The guy sitting in the back of the studio.
Yeah. Huh.
But yeah, I'm not being raised by Chicago Bears fans. That sounds like absolute torture.
I don't blame you, Matt. I mean, being a Bears fan, that's almost as bad as being a Packers fan.
You know, almost.
Bonus question number four. Would you rather base jump solo from the Burj Khalifa building in Dubai, United Arab Emirates?
It's the tallest building in the world.
It is 2,717 feet, Matt. And you know what base jumping is, don't you?
Yes, I know what base jumping
is. Okay, just checking.
Yeah.
You do it solo, by yourself.
It's a long way down.
Or sit on a 21-hour flight with a hemorrhoid the size of a red potato.
How big's a red potato?
Well, it's smaller than a baked potato, but bigger than a little potato. It's a medium-sized potato.
It's good to know.
2 to 3 inches in diameter. You're sitting on that for 21 hours.
Boy, that sounds painful.
Tight seat, can't really move around. Probably got a screaming baby behind you and some chick that's snoring next to you.
That'd be rough. But base jumping would be, hey, tallest building in the world.
Yeah, solo. People do it all the time.
Yeah, but I can't handle heights like that, jumping.
I think you could
do it. My stomach would drop.
Well, sure, of course. Yeah. But I think you could do it. It's just getting past that initial fear of falling and going through the steps of, you know, pulling your chute.
Yeah, and I don't know if I'd pull my chute in time. That's the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But the hemorrhoid for 21 hours. I've never had a hemorrhoid, knock on wood. So I don't know what that pain's like. Heard it can be really painful, but it'd probably be better than base jumping. And when you can't handle, stomach drops. So I'm probably gonna go with the hemorrhoid.
So you're gonna do what then?
I'm gonna fly 21 hours, sit on a plane for 21 hours with a hemorrhoid the size, did you say a red potato?
Yeah.
Yes. Bring on the hemorrhoids. You're shaking your head.
I'm just
never been so happy to get a hemorrhoid in my life.
I would base jump.
You would?
That would be so uncomfortable. Yeah, if you're in first class, that's a little different.
Yeah, Pat, I'm choosing the hemorrhoid.
Okay. Could wear a winged suit and then you can fly like a squirrel, like a flying squirrel.
Yeah, but Pat, I can't handle my stomach dropping. I've been on kiddie coasters that drop 15 feet and all of a sudden I'm having trouble getting off. So yeah, I got a soft stomach.
Well, that sucks for you.
Yeah.
All right.
So yeah, hemorrhoids it is.
Would You Rather Wednesday, brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service, beautiful downtown Humboldt. Cheers to Matt's red potato-sized hemorrhoid. Some questions are thinkers, and some questions are
stinkers.
Dang right.